From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. More than 200 students in Pueblo County are receiving scholarships of $2,000 each, funded by an excise tax on marijuana sales. In a statement, County Commissioner Sal Pace said every graduating senior who applied was awarded the funds. Qualifying students reside in the county and will attend either Pueblo Community College or Colorado State University Pueblo this fall. A new website from the state is geared toward helping active-duty military personnel, as well as veterans and spouses, transition to licensed careers in Colorado. Among the goals is to allow previous experience to apply toward professional credentialing. John Brower spent 21 years in the Air Force and is now with the State Department of Regulatory Agencies, which oversees more than 50 professions. He says they'll help identify what military training might line up with state requirements and where the gaps might be.
The person has experience and training that is very close to the certification and licensure requirements, and our job is to ensure that they receive credit for that.
The initiative comes out of last year's legislative session, and Brower says it falls in line with similar efforts nationwide. Currently, the streamlining process is available for careers in engineering, nursing, dental, and physical therapy. 8 more are expected this summer. And Governor John Hickenlooper says Colorado will continue its commitment to clean air and energy. The statement comes after President Donald Trump announced his decision to withdraw from the Paris Accord today. Hickenlooper called the move a serious mistake. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.